Hi, I'm Carol Sliwa, features writer for SearchStorage.com. My guest today is Mark Peters, a senior analyst at Enterprise Strategy Group. Mark will offer up some tips on how storage administrators can make a case for solid-state storage. Mark, first of all, for which types of problems is solid-state storage the best solution?
I think there are really three important areas. The first, as we all know, in terms of if you like a problem, is that people are thinking of solid state in terms of performance. I would like the listeners to this to think more broadly, though, that as we develop over the years, it's going to be more that solid state is not a problem solver, it's more just the place that you have all your I/O served. So it'll be about I/O, 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 even though today it's about performance. There is the fact that solid state can help what is really a problem in many data centers today, which is to get the power and cooling down. And thirdly, and very important on everyone's list, particularly in these times, is you can use a judicious amount of solid state to actually drive down the overall cost of storage.
What sorts of data points could a storage administrator pull together to make an effective case for SSDs to upper management?
Well, it's always going to depend on what your upper management's like, I suppose. But let me think. Here's some things that might help people. Case studies. Many vendors have tools that you can actually go onto online that do what if. In other words, if I install this much solid state, what impact will it have both on cost and performance? I think make sure that you understand the varying implementations of solid state because, for example, these days, auto tiering and using solid state as caching are both tools that make it a lot easier to implement and a lot easier to justify. Obviously, you're going to want to know what the cost per I/O is of what you're about to implement, but more importantly, understand what is your real cost per gigabyte, your real cost per I/O of what you're currently doing. That comes from aspects such as utilization, power, space, that sort of thing.
Is cost still the major drawback to SSDs? And how can a storage administrator justify this added expense?
Well, I think it's still the first thing that flashes through someone's mind, excuse the pun. Yes, it is still a big factor. The big challenge currently is that users, before we get to what I talked about, they're using it for all sorts of I/O, is the challenge today is that users have to decide what percentage they're going to use and in what manner. The tiering that I mentioned just now clearly helps with this. But yeah, you do need to do some work to help justify the expense, and you need to start thinking differently. I'll use a very quick analogy, if I may. Often I will stand up and talk to people about, would you pay $20 for a gallon of gas? And this is about, going up to your store, your upper management and asking for a lot more money. And many people will just naturally say no without being told, that your mileage per gallon or the number of people you can get in the car or many other factors will improve if you actually buy this more expensive gas. And so that's the way you need to approach this. You have to get people to go beyond the obvious and think about what it actually means. Same or improved performance with lower cost. In fact, you say about justifying added expense. I would say in the majority of cases, it's the added expense just for a fraction of the storage, which should actually not be an added expense overall.
Fair for people to compare the price per gigabyte of hard disk drives versus SSDs?
Sure, it's fair to compare. You're going to do that. It depends, of course, everything in IT always depends, but it depends what you're going to do and what you're actually storing. There will be some instances where you can compare all you like, but cost doesn't matter, like airline reservations or something like that. Depends, in that case, you're using it as an absolute tier for the absolute best performance, and therefore, cost is not irrelevant, but it's certainly low on the list. In other areas, perhaps if you're using solid state as a caching device for maybe web videos, so whatever's popular at that particular moment gets put into the cache, you may have a different view of this. So is it fair to consider the price per gigabyte versus hard drives? Absolutely. But is it the own way, the main way, the optimum way? Absolutely not.
What about the different types of solid state storage? Should the storage admin do some homework and suggest a particular type of SSD to upper management?
Oh, categorically yes, Carol. As I'm sure people listening to this, there are many different types of solid state out there. Typically, you'll hear about SLC and MLC, different capacities, different capabilities. And there are also varying places that SSD can go. It might be as a drive in the actual storage array, it might be as an appliance serving across multiple arrays, could be up into the server, could be PCIe Express. There are all different types and places. And they all bring slightly different things to bear. And perhaps the easiest way to reflect this is that no one thinks it's strange to have a hierarchy of disk or a hierarchy of storage in a broader sense. So it's quite conceivable that many places will actually have a number of different solid state devices employed to do different things. Makes perfect sense.
In closing, what's the single most important piece of advice you'd like to leave with storage administrators who are trying to make a case for SSDs to their CIOs or their CTOs?
I think it's a big challenge for the industry. It's going to sound really simple, Carol, but it's a big challenge, which is that you need to get anyone who's not close to this, who doesn't understand it well, you need to get them to think with their head, not their heart. We have decades of thinking that the only thing that matters is cost per gigabyte, that every time there's a problem, you buy more disk. And quite honestly, it's not only cost per gigabyte. At the end of the day, storage is irrelevant. What you want is work out of it, and that's I/O, and that's where solid state excels. There's also no stone written rule that you have to have spinning disks anywhere for storage. It could be something entirely different. But to get those two things understood, people need to stop and think with their head and not with their heart.
Thanks, Mark. That concludes today's podcast on solid state storage. We appreciate your listening.